From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It's primary day in New Hampshire. Voters have until 8 p.m. Eastern time to cast their ballots for their choice for the Democratic presidential nomination. Six candidates, John Kerry, Howard Dean, John Edwards, Joe Lieberman, Wesley Clark, and Dennis Kucinich, have been barnstorming the state, each hoping to sway last-minute undecided voters. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson is in Manchester, New Hampshire, and she joins us now. Mara, what are you hearing about turnout?
Turnout is expected to be very big, Michelle. The record was set in 1992, 185,000 voters, and that number is expected today. The weather here, I should say, is very nice. It's a tropical 24 degrees, which is a lot better than the zero we had over the weekend, and that obviously will encourage more voters to come out. There has been a lot of excitement about this race. All the candidates have been getting huge crowds, so all that points to very good turnout.
Well, Mara, you were out there in that balmy weather talking to voters. Do you get a sense that many are still quite literally making up their minds as they walk into the voting booths?
Yeah, we were told by a lot of people who came out that they did decide this morning. New Hampshireites have a history of being undecided until the last moment, but what we saw this year was something else. People who said they were supporting a candidate but said that they might very well change their minds by today. So there was a weak commitment to a lot of these candidates. I think on the whole, Democrats are pretty happy with this field. This is an embarrassment of riches, not choosing between the lesser of two evils. And electability, people told us as they were coming out, was clearly top in their minds. They want to pick someone who can beat Bush.
This is the first in the nation primary. Historically, how important has New Hampshire been?
New Hampshire is very important. No one has ever finished third here and gone on to win the Democratic nomination. But a win here doesn't give you the nomination for sure. It doesn't guarantee it. Look at Paul Tsongas. He won here. Gary Hart won here, and they didn't win the nomination. But you do have to place higher than third. That's also true for the Republican primary. Certainly John McCain or Pat Buchanan didn't go on to win. But if you are prepared to capitalize on it, a win here or a better than expected showing can really give you some momentum. And that's why every one of these candidates has tried very hard to develop a post-New Hampshire strategy, unlike Paul Tsongas, for instance, who won here, went south, and collapsed.
Well, speaking of momentum, 1 week from today, seven states will hold their primaries and caucuses. Do you know where the candidates are heading off to next after tonight?
Well, yes, they're all heading to the states that vote on February 3rd. They're fanning out across the country. You mentioned seven states. We're going to see a very different kind of campaign. It's going to be on television. No more chili feeds, no more pancake breakfasts, much less one-on-one retail campaigning. This is wholesale campaigning, hopscotching around the country in an airplane. you hear most about the South Carolina primary with 45 delegates at stake. All the candidates are going to be there on Thursday for a debate. But Missouri, Dick Gephardt's home state, suddenly in play. That has the most number of delegates up on February 3rd, 74, and a lot of candidates are heading there. We know, for instance, that John Kerry has always had his eyes on Missouri. That's where he's heading from New Hampshire. He's picked up a lot of Gephardt's team, a lot of Gephardt staff members. He's going to focus on that. For instance, John Edwards, we know he's going to South Carolina. He'll be spending time in Missouri, but he is going to make his stand in South Carolina. He's decided that is a must-win state for him. He was born there. He's from a neighboring state. He's a son of the South. Wesley Clark, Oklahoma and Arizona, two states with a lot of veterans. He's staked his claim on those states. Howard Dean has his eyes on Arizona and New Mexico. New Mexico has a very strong Green Party, and Michigan, where he's been spending time organizing. Michigan, of course, holds its caucus on February 7th, but it's right on the heels of the February 3rd primary. Joe Lieberman has been spending time in Arizona. And Al Sharpton, who did not campaign in New Hampshire much, will be in South Carolina, has a very high percentage of African-American voters in that primary.
Thanks so much, Mara.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Mara Liasson speaking to us from Manchester, New Hampshire.